with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump has given the Hamas terrorist organization until 12 noon tomorrow to release all Israeli and American hostages it's still holding or face massive military attacks by Israel. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, former U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman says President Trump has taken the handcuffs off the Israeli military, unlike the Biden years.
Yeah, that's a game-changing dynamic. And I think Hamas recognizes that as well. And the only question really is, will they blink? I have my doubts. I mean, they should. Acting as a rational actor, they should blink. Their days are numbered. They're going to be eradicated. They should release all the hostages and use that as a means to find an exit. But that would mean a defeat. And I don't think that they have constitutionally the ability to accept that unless it's forced upon them.
David Friedman's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend, as well as being broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. There's new information today about the deadly air collision near Reagan National Airport January 29th.
The crew of the helicopter that collided mid-air with the American Airlines jet might not have heard instructions from the air traffic controller to pass behind the plane. National Transportation Safety Board investigators said the recording from the Black Hawk helicopter cockpit suggests the crew may have missed the key instruction just before the collision, in which all 67 aboard the two aircraft were killed. The helicopter was on a check flight that night when the pilot was being tested on the use of night vision goggles and flying by instruments. Investigators believe the crew was wearing night vision goggles throughout the flight. Bill Alexander, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 165 points. This is SRN News. More bad news from India.
Persecution of Christians in that giant country is surging. A new report from United Christian Forum reveals that on average, two attacks on Christians took place every day in 2024, 834 in all. Those are just the ones that were reported. Religious freedom advocates are urging the global community to take notice, as it has begun to recognize a similar situation in Nigeria. Experts say without pressure from outside nations, India will never protect its Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama lawmakers passed legislation that would strictly define male and female as being based on biology. The bill will also limit gender to male and female only. Nine states have similar laws on the books already, and several others may pass legislation of their own this year. The action in Alabama follows President Trump's executive order declaring for the purposes of the federal government there are only two sexes. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street fell short of a record following mixed report profits from big companies. The S&P 500 could ended essentially flat. That's a day after rallying within one-tenth of its all-time high set last month. The Dow dipped four-tenths percent. The NASDAQ composite added four-tenths percent. Airbnb rallied after reporting stronger profit than analysts had expected, while Applied Materials fell after giving a forecast for upcoming revenue that fell short of some estimates. Treasury yields eased after reports said sales at U.S. retailers weakened sharply last month. The Dow dropped 165 points to close at 44,546. The NASDAQ gained 81 to 20,026. The S&P 500 dropped less than a point to 61.14. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.